The Lord is our help and our shield. These devotions are intended for everyone, but especially for military personnel and their families. The inspired words of the Apostle Paul come to us from his epistle to the Romans, chapter 13, verse 11. And do this, understanding the present time. The hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. The title of the devotion is Nearer My God. She was a mighty ship, a first-class vessel, the proud product of modern shipbuilding. Not even God can sink this ship, was the boast. But sink she did. She was the Titanic. And many of the 1,550 who drowned slipped under the water to the strains of Nearer My God to Thee. When it became obvious that all was lost, a group of musicians assembled on deck to play the hymn known to most of them. Nearer My God to Thee was written in response to the biblical account of Jacob's ladder in Genesis 28. It's a prayer of faith. It's a prayer to be nearer to God. It's the flip side of the call of the Apostle Paul to the Roman Christians. He tells them, God is near to you, nearer than you think. It's his wake-up call. That call comes yet to us. Those who walked up the ramp to the Titanic had no idea how close many of them were to meeting God. Had they known, most would probably have stayed at home. The survivors probably felt that was too close for comfort. That's only natural. We probably would feel the same way. But the fact is, as the hymn reminds us, to be near to God is a good thing for a child of God. To become nearer to God is even better. The Roman Christians were to know that they needed to wake up to the reality that the end could come at any time. If not the end of the world, it would be the end of their lives. This was not to scare them. It was to encourage them. The time was short and becoming shorter. The night of living apart from their heavenly home was almost over. As we have used D-Day as a marker for something major to happen, the Bible uses the day. It is the day of our receiving the crown of life and entering into the wonder of the life of joy and peace Jesus has prepared for us. We can hold out, can't we? Surely, after having resisted the satanic pressure to cave into doubt and fear to this point in time, we can make it the rest of the way home. What use do we have anyway for the works and ways of the kingdom of darkness? We don't belong in that world. We have the warning of a Judas. We know that even those who were once close to the Savior can desert to the enemy. We have seen how even a strong Peter could retreat when challenged. many a saint has crossed over to the not make-believe dark side. Let that not be us. We fight on the side of the holy angels. We wear the armor of the kingdom of light. The Advent season is all about God's coming to us. Once he came to Israel in the fire and smoke of Mount Sinai. That was frightful. In Bethlehem of Judea, he came as a baby. That was wonderful. He comes now in word and sacrament. That is comforting. Just wait until he comes to take us to glory. That will be glorious. No wonder we pray, O come, Emmanuel. We pray now, Lord Jesus, you have taken away the fear of facing God. Though our conscience may accuse us, we know that you have taken our guilt upon yourself. We invite you into our homes and lives because you are the God who is near to us in love. Amen. This message has been produced by Wells Military Services. For added devotions or to learn more about our ministry to the military, go to www.wellsmilitary.net. I leave you with these words of Scripture: God's faithfulness will be your shield.